Track 6, more news stories. Waste not, want not, as pupils take a green lead. Youngsters at a Kingstainton primary school have shown their clean and green credentials. Pupils at Rydon Primary, part of Education South West, are celebrating a remarkable improvement in the school's recycling and waste reduction efforts following a second whole school waste audit carried out by Devon's Resource Futures, led by sustainability specialist Alex Mack. The audit, completed last month, showed dramatic progress since the school's initial audit in April last year, demonstrating the commitment of pupils, staff, and the wider school community to making meaningful environmental change. In the first audit, the school was sending 6.76 tonnes of general waste each year to the energy from waste plant and had a recycling rate of just 25%. By the second audit, general waste had been reduced to 3.5 tonnes per year and the recycling rate had risen dramatically to 62%. This represents a 47% improvement overall. These impressive figures reflect a whole school effort to reduce waste contamination, recycle more effectively, and understand the environmental impact of everyday choices. At the heart of this success were the Rydon Pupil Ambassadors, led by teacher Ellie Thomas, who were praised as fantastic by Resource Futures for their energy, leadership and passion for improving sustainability at school. Their work has inspired pupils across all year groups to rethink their waste habits and embrace recycling with enthusiasm. Danny Brown, head teacher at Rydon Primary, said, "We are incredibly proud of the whole school community for achieving such a significant improvement in such a short space of time. The children have truly embraced the challenge and their enthusiasm for looking after the environment has been inspiring. This project has shown our pupils that small changes really do add up to a big difference."
Tynmouth Lido decision to be reviewed. Last week's decision by Teignbridge District Council's Executive Committee to close the town's Lido this summer has been called in for review. The District Council's Overview and Scrutiny Committee will revisit the decision at a special meeting on Tuesday, March the 3rd. One of the councillors who requested the call-in, Councillor Andrew McGregor, said the decision to close this summer was hamstringing the community group that is hoping to place a bid to operate the facility. He pointed out that the decision to close was also denying Tynmouth the opportunity to celebrate a significant anniversary. Tynmouth Lido, which opened in 1976, turns 50 this year. He pointed out that Tynmouth has missed out on two milestone celebrations in recent years, with the 200th anniversary of the Templar Way in 2020 being blighted by COVID restrictions, and the 100th anniversary of the Morgan Giles Shipyard in 2021, another missed opportunity. To fail to deliver an anniversary event when the last two anniversaries went begging is incredibly disappointing, Councillor McGregor said. Tynmouth Lido Community Trust welcomed the move to review the decision. The group has received backing of Newton Abbott MP Martin Wrigley, who said he was impressed by the group's can-do attitude. Several Tynmouth town councillors are campaigning for the town council to bid for ownership of the site so it can become a custodian of the site, enabling a community group to run the outdoor pool. However, the subject has not yet been formally discussed within the town council. To rectify this, the Tynmouth Lido Community Trust served a petition to Tynmouth town council's clerk on Monday, February the 16th, requesting that the Town Council hold an extraordinary meeting as a matter of urgency. The Save the Lido petition asks Teignmouth Town Council to enter into immediate negotiations with Teignbridge to obtain a licence for the ownership of Teignmouth Lido, and asking the Town Council to work with the community group so that it can open the Lido this summer.
Stations return to classic colours. Dawlish Railway Station has been given a brand new look. The Grade 2 listed station has now been returned to its traditional colours of chocolate and cream, with new signage and painting. The work has been carried out by rail operator Great Western Railway, which is responsible for the station. The bulk of the redecoration has been to repaint surfaces, and a decision was made by GWR to restore the colour scheme to British Railways Western Region colours from post-1948 to the mid-1960s, which are chocolate and cream with elements of black and white. The posts of one of the remaining historic running boards, the large signs which display the name of the station, have been reinstated at their original height of about 7 feet. The station was built in an Italianate style for South Devon Railway and opened in 1875 on the site of an earlier station building from 1846. The original timber building was opened in 1847 as part of Isambard Kingdom Brunel's design for the line, and was destroyed by fire in 1873. The South Devon Railway built a new station with platforms connected by an iron bridge, roofed with glass, which opened in 1875. The running board is of an early cast iron type, probably around 1860, as originally used by South Devon Railway Company. It is a rare early survivor which had lost its original posts, which in the past had been replaced with much thinner fabrications which had rusted through.
Check your shed and help restore nature. People across Newton Abbott and surrounding areas are being urged to check their sheds and make the most of a free pesticide collection and disposal service operating until the end of March. Local community group Green Futures Newton Abbott, with support from Newton Abbott Town Council, Sewers, Recycling and Recovery, Devon County Councillors and Devon Environment Foundation, are organising the collection to help clean up the environment and make our local community a safer and healthier place to live. Chair of Newton Abbott Town Council's Community and Heritage Committee, Councillor Louise Cook, said, "We're learning more about how damaging herbicides and insecticides can be, not just to pollinators and our wider ecosystem, but to people as well. With the safe disposal of these hazardous materials and shift to alternatives, this has got to be good for our children and grandchildren's future. We want to make the disposal of household pesticides as easy as possible," added Green Futures coordinator Andrew Rothery. "The term pesticide covers any chemical products that are designed to kill weeds, insects, slugs and snails or aphids, plus fly sprays, ant powders or pet flea spot treatments bought from the vets. We're told that these products break down into harmless materials, but this just isn't the case, with increasing evidence that they have much wider effects to nature and affecting human health. The collected pesticides will be transported to a specialist disposal facility for hazardous waste, where they can be safely broken down." Newton Abbott Town Council's Facilities and Maintenance Officer Rob Woodger said, "We have supported this initiative right from the start, because we want to help people across the community to have access to safe disposable services for the hazardous household waste. The initiative has already collected more than 50 pesticide containers, but organisers want to help people to dispose of as many unwanted pesticides as possible."